The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th, it's election day, it's voting day today, but you elect Congress, the Senate, the House, the President, the City Council, Board of Supervisors, measures, propositions, everything is today, my friends. And hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll know something. But we'll see. Anyway, today, it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David is my producer today. Hey, buddy.
And it's National Donut Day.
Whoa. And my guest did not bring in a donut. Okay, I'm just going to cancel them. Okay, no donuts, no show. Weather today. See, it's not raining. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67, and tonight around in the high 40s. Now, rest of the week is going to be sunny until Saturday, where we have a chance of showers, mainly between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And Saturday night, slight chance of showers as Sunday, and also Veterans Day with showers. So enjoy your sun through Friday. So, and the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, like locally owned, locally operated, 30 years of business, and their third generation of the Kenny family running this. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just good people. They do treat their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And before I get to my National Donut Day, does Sue know that? Maybe when Sue comes back, she can bring us some donuts. Who knows? Not that we need them. David, you look like you could use a donut. No, you're just shaking your head in there. This is radio. People can't see.
Glazed.
Glazed. The glazed round ones. I don't want any other kind. Glazed round ones. Randall Hempling, when he came in the other day, brought in 6 round glazed donuts. Before I get to my guest, today is election day. At 7:30, we got Keith Ablow. Dr. Keith Ablow is going to come in here and talk about how to kind of de-stress from this election. I know friends that have been friends for over 50 years. They're just not talking to each other now, taking a break. I know families that don't get together because of this election. It's my sister and I are diametrically opposed, but we have not spoken about politics in, gosh, decades. Every so often something slips out. In a nice way. We don't, it's, and because we don't talk about it, we talk about our families, what we're doing, how the kids are all doing, all that kind of stuff, which is what family is about. Two things. One thing that happened, I just got to share this with you. Let me go back to my, KRCR and a article they had. And this one, I don't know if you remember it, but I just got to bring it up. That there was, if you remember about the goat at the Shasta Regional Fair, and the young girl who raised it, raised the goat, Cedar the goat. girl changed her mind, said she didn't want to, you know, the goat had been sold and all this. And the girl said, I've changed my mind. I don't want to have my goat killed. I love my goat. And so they went back and forth through the fair, and the mom just took the goat and left. Well, the fair charged her with grand larceny because it was over $900. And the mother said, hey, I offered to pay the $900 and pay, you know, to the back to the fair and pay the people who bought it what they paid and all this. That's what she said. And I heard that. It may not be the total amount. Anyway, so they moved the goat over to Sonoma County, and the sheriff's office went over there and seized the goat, brought it back. Goat was slaughtered, and mom was PO'd. So she sued the county. Now, how much is that? How much? See, that goat was probably, you know,
$1,200.
So probably, you know, around that. It's 900 plus whatever. But now the county is settling for $300,000. That goat was worth $300,000. So for like $1,200, it said just over $900, it was purchased by a member of Brian Daly's staff. And the member said, no, I'll sell it back. That's fine. I don't care. But the fair, Shasta District Fair, threatened to charge the family with grand theft after they removed the goat. So the sheriff's office went over there to Sonoma County, seized the goat, and violated, they didn't, the fair violated its own bylaws by not trying to get together and settle this on a civil point. Anyway, so they've agreed to pay the Longs, Shasta County, are agreeing to pay the Longs and their attorneys $300,000.
Whoa.
That's the county. $300,000 for that damn goat.
Taxpayer money.
Well, I don't know if they have insurance for this. But, yes, it's yeah, there's got to be taxpayer money in there. And they haven't finished yet. The family is now going after Shasta County District Fair. So this could be a $500,000 goat. I am in the wrong business. I am in the wrong. I had this idea of, you know, getting goats and coming in here and so they could graze off all the land, but trying to find a goat herder and all that. Plus, there's people out there who do that stuff, you know, as a living and do a great job. So, $300,000 as of right now. Now, how much of that did the attorneys get? They get up probably 40%. But still, that's enough money to put her through school. Put the little girl through school, and she can still raise two or three more goats and, you know, go from fair to fair and see if she can't get this. What a cottage industry this is. Anyway, I just, because we talked about when it was going on, and it's a sore subject, I'm sure, for the sheriff's office. Because they said the deputies went over there and found the goat, but they didn't have a search warrant. So that, anyway. So I just thought you all would like to know how the goat caper turned out. Now, I'm going to take an early break. And, of course, today is election day. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with the some representatives of the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be happening this Saturday. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mike Latoff, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latoff for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latoff for City Council.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children. A legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading. For you. For all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Knights of Columbus is having a free meal for veterans on November 10th at Our Lady of Mercy Parish Hall and at 2600 Chastaview Drive. And doors open at 4 with a social hour, and dinner follows at 5 p.m. There's no charge for this dinner. Tri-tip. Roasted chicken, vegetables, mashed potato salad, and dessert. Come and enjoy the company of your fellow patriots. Enjoy the dinner on us. For more information, call Barry Johnson at 530-945-4272. And I'm here with Roger Plato and Tyler Cross from the city of Shasta Lake.
No, we're actually from the city of Reading, but we're representing the Shasta Lake Lions Parade.
Okay.
We are from Enterprise Lions Club here in Reading.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we are one
I'm
of...
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
It happens in the city of Shasta Lake.
Anything can happen in the city of Shasta Lake because we have a great parade there. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. 31st Annual Veterans Day Parade. Is going to happen this Saturday, so let's talk about that.
So it's going to start at 10 o'clock, get there early.
Uh-huh.
We have probably close to 100 participants, that's groups, that will be in the parade. It will last, once the parade is over, with the over about 11:30. There's a pancake breakfast in the morning, and we have a tri-tip sandwich in the afternoon by the American Legion. It's just going to be a great event. We have lots of car clubs. We have Boy Scouts. We have Girl Scouts. We have tons of veterans. We got classic cars. And the only thing we don't have yet is Saturday and you.
Well, I'm going to be there.
Yes, you are. You're going to be our MC.
Yeah, Linda and I'll be coming in, and we're bringing our kids are flying in from Albuquerque.
Whoa.
He's a former Marine, so he's going to be sitting up there with us. They're just going to be observing my daughter and son-in-law. But this is a great parade. We've been emceeing this for years, and they honor. Oldest veteran out there, World War II, I don't know if...
Yeah, we hope to have somebody from World War II.
World War II, Korean War,
yeah,
the Gulf War, who's the Grand Marshal of the parade this year?
The Grand Marshal of the parade this year is Ernest, called Ernie Andrus.
Okay.
And he's a former U.S. Navy PHM3.
Okay.
And he was voted on, and
won.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And we have a special event this year too.
Okay.
We have a parade advocate. That is somebody that's not necessarily been in the service, but has helped out the military over years and years and years.
Okay.
And that one is Frank Rose. And you know Frank Rose.
Oh, yeah. Frank was in the military. He's a Korean War veteran, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Everybody knows Frank. I think that's great.
Yeah.
We had Frank be our oldest Marine last year, even though he wasn't a Marine. But he's been on our committee for so long. So for that night, we honored him as the oldest oldest Marine at the Marine Corps Ball last year. Now, this is a great parade, my friends, and it's bands and do you have horses? You're going to have horses this year?
Yes, we're going to have horses and fire engines and police cars, and just going to be great. So
it always is. Now, the starts off with the your flag, the giant flag that
we
they
have
carry
the,
in.
The I-5 flag,
yeah.
The same size, coming down the parade route. At 10:15, we're going to have a flyover by a squadron F-38 jets, and they're going to cross over the at 10:15. That's something to see, too.
Oh, where do they come out of, F-38s?
I don't know, but I believe it's Sacramento.
Is it Sacramento someplace? Yeah. Beale or something like that?
Well, they're not military vets.
Oh,
it's a quadron of ex-military people that bought these jets. So,
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And they're what called Talons or something like that. And I was wondering what that was because I said, gosh, I haven't heard of that aircraft before.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here, Tyler?
I'll be in the parade with the large flag. I'll be carrying it with the Boy Scouts. And
it takes, 25 or 30 of you, right?
At least 60.
More than that.
Oh, 60?
Yeah, 60 of us that carry the flag.
Carry the flag.
And we'll have about 50 of them under the flag, and that will be the Cub Scouts.
making it wave.
Holding it up off the ground.
Yeah. Okay, when do people have to get there? It's because it's right on Shasta Dam Boulevard.
It is,
there's plenty of parking, there's plenty of room, but what time should people start getting there?
People should get there around 9:30, okay? Uh-huh. As I said, the parade doesn't start until 10 o'clock sharp, and then the flyover is 10:15, and by the time we clear out and do our little over a mile walk, it's 11:30.
It's everyone as they're coming. I don't know how many announcer stands you have. I know
we have one more this year.
Okay,
so we have five.
All right.
Okay.
So they're kind of right where it starts, unless you've moved us. Right where it starts, and there's five. So as each group comes by, announcers will be saying who they are, what unit this is, who they represent and all that. And so it's just a wonderful parade, and it's the largest parade,
North of Fresno.
North of Fresno.
Yeah, and this year if the weather's good, which I it never rains on my parade.
Never rains on the parade.
It could be the largest. Okay. We could take over Fresno. Okay?
All right. Well, it looks like it, you know, later in the day there could be rain. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because rain or shine, that parade goes on. And it's, like I said, it's a wonderful parade. Plenty of room for people to sit, but you want to get to early because they start blocking off Shasta Dam Boulevard, so it makes it harder to park. So get there around 9:30. Find your place. Bring your chairs and all this. Asphalt Cowboys coming through?
Always. Yes. Okay. And everybody that wants a flag will have a flag because the Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts will be handing out flags.
Yeah, we always walk out of there with flags like this one right here on our...
Just exactly that, so on, they won.
Yeah, it could be on our mic stand here.
Yeah.
So how long... This is the 31st annual. So how long have you been with it?
I've been with it for 14 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been, you're the only one I deal with on this. And that's why when I saw Tyler, Tyler's new here.
So. He was with us last year.
You're on the show.
This will be my third year.
On the show here?
Yeah, I was here last year.
Well, I'm sorry.
No worries.
And it's actually...
We'll let you talk more this year.
It actually started here in Redding. It got too big, so we had to move it to Shasta Lake City.
Really? It started here?
Yes.
Okay. And where was the parade here?
It was down Market Street.
So. Down Market?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
If we had done that.
So big.
Yeah, because they do the Christmas parade. And I don't know how many. It doesn't seem to me it's as big as yours, but not the Christmas parade. Well, the Christmas parade, but the rodeo parade.
Yeah.
Where they come down Pine Street, and that's pretty large, too. Yeah. You see the same people.
Yeah. We're involved in both of them.
Yeah.
In the Christmas parade. 4C1 District Lions, such as all the Lions north of Sacramento to the Oregon border in Nevada, is going to be there for the first time.
How much does that flag cost, the big flag?
It's a little over $3,000 now, maybe $3,500.
Okay, I would have thought more. But
yeah. We replace it anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months. 3 months is the longest it's ever gone. 2 weeks is the shortest, and that was this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wind? What causes it? Is it wind that just...
Wind and rain just tear it apart.
Okay.
It's mainly the wind, okay?
Wow.
And they're new ones because they're polyester now, polyester cotton blend, and it's just amazing flag, 30 by 60.
Oh, okay. No. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it takes like a pickup truck, to carry it out someplace.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite part, Tyler, of the parade?
My favorite part is working with the scouts carrying the large flag. I always look forward to doing that.
Well, it must be fun, huh?
It is, especially all the little Cub Scouts underneath running around. They're having a blast.
Well, I guess so. What about you? You've been doing this for 14 years.
Is helping veterans out. Okay. Anything I can do to help a veteran, I'm not one myself, but my brother's war. My brother just passed in April, and he was honored on his birthday, October 12th. Oh, that happens to be my birthday, too, because he's a twin, okay?
Oh, you're
wow. Washington, D.C., and his name was put on the plaque up there.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
But the parade itself, what's the favorite part of the parade, though?
Seeing all the participants and their smiling faces and their hope for new and future veterans to be safe.
Well, I tell you what, it is quite the parade, and I recommend that anybody that wants to have a real good start off on Saturday and on Veterans Day weekend, that you come out there to Shasta Lake City, City of Shasta Lake. Get out there around 9:30. Find a place to put your chairs and, bring a blankie or a coat if it looks like it's going to be. It's probably going to be, 50s, 60s. So just be, just come on out and really enjoy a wonderful event, a family event put on by the Enterprise Lions. So,
okay.
Great. Last thoughts?
That's it. Okay?
Okay, then we'll see you all out there. We'll get out there a little bit early. And we always appreciate your book that you hand us, which we need. And I'm bringing binoculars this time so I can look down the line and just try to tell people, just try and stay in line. Because sometimes they get, you're coming up, you're reading one, and you're looking at their number, and you're going, who are those people? Somehow they've gotten into the line. No. It's great. It's a super event. And thanks so much for putting it on. It's really appreciated. And I don't think people realize how much work it takes to put on one of these and have it come off so well every year.
And that is thanks to Rhonda Bishop of Sasser Lake.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
And we'll remind people the rest of the week be out there and join us and have a great time.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Oh, by the way, if you get there early, they have a pancake breakfast at the firehouse.
Correct.
And it's pancakes and sausage and eggs and coffee, milk, orange juice. I don't know how much it costs, but it's not that much. If you get there early, so then you can have breakfast and then find your spot on the road down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, American Legion Post has a luncheon.
And my tip is usually around $9 to $10. Okay?
Yeah. And they're saying it's pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
With all the fixins.
And it is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been number one in the North State, voted best in the North State 2023, 2024. And there's a reason for it. Yes, they are the best. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Been around for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only place that Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late-night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Redding until full-time Councilman Mark Bizzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our ninth fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Redding Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilman can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal Cities presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Bizzano to the Redding City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Bizzano."
Ad paid for by Mark Bizzano for Redding City Council 2024.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's Election Day. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a local bank, been in the business for 18 years. It's a small bank, but it's won national level awards for being a really, really good small bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They support many of our local events around here, our committees. They are truly a community bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. You can learn more, one, by just dropping by one of the branches. One's at 1845 California Street, and the other one's in the Cornerstone Shopping Center out there at 192 Hartnell Avenue or down in Anderson or Red Bluff. And or go to bankcornerstone.com and learn more. Okay, our guest, Dr. Keith Abloff, a psychiatrist who's having family problems and is not calling in today, and which is, makes me suspect. You know, he's getting ready to give advice about how to take care of anxiety on Election Day, and I get this email. That says he's having issues. Okay. But he was supposed to talk to us about issues of the whole country. Anyway, the guy said, then his handler said, "Oh, we'd like to reschedule." And I told him where he could put that. So, yeah. Maybe I should be more, what is the word? Caring. More, show some more empathy.
Merciful.
No, I think empathy is the word. Nah. It's only been scheduled for like 2 weeks. Okay. Now, elections. Mary Rickert, Corky Harmon, facing off in the supervisor's race. Corky's a businessman. Mary is a businesswoman. She's been in there for 8 years. Corky's, you know, shot at it. They both have the best interest of Shasta County in their portfolios now. So it comes down to, do you want change or do you want to kind of remain the same with, you know, with Mary or change? And I'm not sure how much change with Corky. He seems pretty, seems kind of moderate to me. In a lot of things. I'm not saying everything. And then Megan Daly and David Fennell for California Senate District 1. We have Measure P and Measure Q right here in Shasta County about taking people's property to eminent domain, trying to lessen that according to what it says. And then for the county board of supervisors being able to call for a special election to replace an elected official instead of just appointing them. Let's see what else. I guess, the president. You know, see, those are ones that impact on us the closest. And then we have, of course, the city council. We have three seats up. One for 2 years to finish out Mike DeQuisto's term. And you've got three people running. The main event there is Aaron Reznor and Mark Mazzano. Mark is a sitting city councilman, and Aaron Reznor is a former city council person. And so they're running for the 2 year seat. And then for the 4 year seat, Dr. Paul DeNuca, Brian Littow,
Joshua Johnson.
I've left one out. Brian, no. Why don't you look those up?
Yeah.
And we'll find that. Because I want to get all their names. I don't want to see anybody not have their names read out. Okay, eight candidates, and it's so. So we've got, Julie Winter is leaving, and Mazzano is running for the 2 year term. And so you've got Aaron Reznor, Mark Mazzano, and Anthony Spengler. And for the four seed, Dave Backus, Paul DeNuca.
Ian Hill.
And who else?
Did you say Mike Littow?
And Mike Littow. Okay. Now, what I'm getting out of the main group there is they all want to move Reading forward. And this has not been that I've been able to see or anything, a mudslinging campaign anywhere along the city council or with Corky and Mary. As far as I know, there could be other things because I don't look at social media a lot, and sometimes people get on social media. But we've had over 35,000 ballots already, of which 70%. Is what they announced. Have an overspray on their ballot. So now they have to take the ballots and they have to literally transpose the ballot that you voted on because the machines are not reading them. Transpose the ballot that you already filled out to another ballot. There's three people doing this. One to do it, one to call it out as it's happening, the other one to be watching it, and then the election observers are there to watch what's going on. So if it is 70%, 35,000 ballots, and there's more coming in, that's going to take a while. And Tom Toler has said, I know it's going to take longer, but we want to make sure that it's done right. Thank you, Tom. Let's not just kind of throw it up in the air and go, yep, that's close enough. This is not close enough. This has got to be perfect. It's not one of those, good enough for government work. No, this has got to be perfect is going on. And then, of course, all the propositions out there that we voted on. I mean, this was a two-page, both sides ballot on propositions. Senator Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey. Of course, Doug LaMalfa running against Ruby E. For Senate, we already talked about Senate. For Assembly, Heather Hadwick out of Modoc County and our own Tanessa Audette, who is the mayor here, running for Assembly. Now, if Tanessa wins, that means there's going to be an open seat in January on the Reading City Council, of which I want to put my hand in the air right now. I can be appointed for the remaining 2 years.
Can I nominate you right now?
Well, you can. In fact, we can go down there. You nominate me. We'll have Jen and Linda hold up signs, Carl for City Council. And I don't have to run. I kind of been around here for 14 years. I don't really have a dog in the fight, except I want to see Reading have, move forward and be able to, keep our ambiance, at the same time bring in new ideas to push us forward. So I'm going to start, I'm starting a campaign right now.
And it wouldn't be your first rodeo, no pun intended.
It would be my first rodeo. I wouldn't run for office. Oh. Let me put it that way. I would never run for office because you're out, you know, I've got to get off, you know, you have to literally shut down our show. Linda could be here, but I couldn't be here for the whole time. And that could be 90 days. It could be longer if there's runoffs and all this. So, but I could be appointed. So there.
In high school, I was the campaign manager for Nick Groves. And he was about 5'6". And it was, help Groves grow at least 5'9", and 99 was our campaign slogan. Okay, and he won. So I have some experience as being a campaign manager.
I'm saying free ice cream for everybody that votes for me. How about that? You get a glazed donut for everybody that votes for me. You've got to prove it, though.
We're giving away glazed donuts. Come on down. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, come on down the street. If you vote for me, come on down and get that glazed donut. Yeah. And I promise not to have us ever go after a goat.
A $300,000
goat. This is, you know what? I'm sorry, but I shouldn't be laughing about this, but it is. You know what? You knew that wasn't going to end good when they went out after that goat. You just knew it wasn't going to end good. You know, the only thing that could have been worse is they shot the goat because it resisted arrest. So and it attacked us, so we shot the goat. It was in self-defense.
That was the greatest goat of all time. G-O-A-T.
Greatest
of all time.
Yeah, greatest. Yeah. It's got to be the most expensive goat of all time. Okay, hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I mean, hell, you're paying for it. It's your tax dollars. Go out there and at least take a look at it. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tenessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tenessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tenessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Redding. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Redding that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Welcome. Gee, I don't know, it's a little bit loud. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:51 in the morning here on Election Day, 2024. Hey, look, if you've gotten injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you think you deserve or that you understand you're supposed to have, then you're going to need some help. And that help is a guy by the name of Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And you can reach him at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. That's his job, workers' compensation. He's built the biggest, or the largest, I should say, workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palo Cedro. And he's done it through hard work and understanding how to help people. Not every case that comes to him needs to go to litigation, and he'll tell you that. Now, I know it's maddening and all these things he says, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. It's just taking time. However, if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you need a pit bull in your corner, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Well, here it is, the day. So, it means after today, we don't have to watch on TV the faces of Kamala and the Donald. Well, that's not true. We'll probably be seeing them for the rest of our lives. But what, you know what I mean, where they're interrupting shows and saying things that you go, really? So, if you haven't voted, today it's going to be a beautiful day. Take your ballot, go down to your polling place, make sure it's in the envelope, then you take it down there to have it, to put it in. The Shasta County Elections Office is all over it. They're, of course, they had that problem as they came out and told us last week with the overspray of the ballots. So that's going to take a little bit longer to get all this, everything counted. In fact, with all the things I read on different media sites, not just one, it looks like we're not going to know tonight, I don't believe, who's going to be the next president. I could be wrong. I hope I am wrong. I hope that, that they can make a projection and then all these thousands of other votes, maybe even millions of votes are going to be coming in over the rest of the week as they're counting them. So tonight, according to both candidates, there's going to be change in the country. Vice President Harris says, oh, we're going to change things. We're going to fix them. We're going to fix the economy. And, of course, then the question is, well, wait, you've been there 4 years. You've changed the economy for the worst. We're going to do different on immigration. Well, what? You've let in millions and millions of people, but so I haven't heard her say what she's going to do, except it'll be kinder and gentler. Okay. On the other hand, here comes Donald Trump, who's got like 12 lawsuits against him, has battled back from them, one real serious assassination attempt that shot him, and another one that was aiming in when they caught him, saying is that he will close the border and he'll end the Ukraine war and end the Israeli-Hamas war. This is all rhetoric. I just, for myself, ask myself, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? I paid $6 for a dozen eggs the other day. $6 for a dozen. And these weren't the free range roaming, taken care of by loving parent chickens. Well, these goats, are just regular chickens.
Goats are $300,000 now.
Well, so that's right. And look at the cost of goats. $300,000 for a goat. On the hoof, if you'd been shot, that'd have been a $500,000 goat, maybe more. We could have gotten that up to $1 million on that goat if he had resisted arrest and attacked the deputies. That could have been a... Yeah, look at that, goats.
Yeah, I paid $6 for eggs, yeah. It's out of hand.
And then they go, well, inflation has dropped to 2-point-something. And I said, that's inflation on top of other inflation for 3 years. For 4 years. See, it compounds. You know, once the price goes up, it just keeps going up. It doesn't, like, drop. It just keeps going up. I'm sorry. Do you feel safer now than you did 4 years ago? Are the borders safer? Is the military stronger than it was 4 years ago? The answer is no. No. Is the infrastructure better? No. Three things the government's supposed to do, in my opinion. Keep us safe. In the sense of having an armed force that protects our, you know, that protects our country, keeping our borders solid and secure, and three is infrastructure. Everything else is kind of like been added on, and I just don't see that have happened over the last 4 years. So, if you want to continue in that direction, you know how to vote. If you want to change, you know you're not sure exactly what that change is going to be, you know how to vote. But the big thing is, you get out and vote. What else is going on? Oh, football game last night. Might as well end up with that. That's kind of, unifies people. Chiefs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I tell you what, it was a good game. Went into overtime. And you just knew that whoever had the ball last was going to win. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were on fire last night, but then Baker Mayfield was just through two touchdowns. It was just a great game. And Kansas City won the toss in the overtime and took it all the way down the field and scored. Game over. But you felt like if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had won that, they could have gone down the field and won too. So it was just a good game. You know what? I didn't think about. Well, that's not true because during the game you get these ads for both sides, and that pummel you with it. So what you do is you get up and get something to drink during the breaks anyway. Okay, my friends, we're gonna take a break from the news. When we come back, we got Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, is going to join us as she does the first Tuesday of each month. She always has great, great, great advice for business owners on how to keep yourself safe on new laws that are coming out, HR, and all these other things. And she always, today she brought in, she's got some kind of document that's like 3 feet long. And so it should be interesting to see what she's going to talk about. What else? Well, at some time in the next hour, I will remind everybody it's time to get out and vote. If you haven't voted yet, 70%, maybe a little bit more, vote today of our nation. Millions stay away from voting. And I just don't understand that, because the decisions made in D.C. and in your city and county and state impact on you. And if you, and it's one of the greatest, greatest rights we have as an American citizen, is that we can vote. And we need to. You need to. We've voted. Dave's voted. Sue's voted. Our staff's voted. And my kids have voted. It's time for you to vote if you haven't done it yet. Okay, break in for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Turnout said to be brisk as Americans head out to vote on this election day. The presidential candidates have presented their closing arguments to the voters, including in Pennsylvania, which is one of seven all-important swing states.
19 Electoral College votes are at stake in Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax.
Donald Trump says he could walk away with the greatest political event in history. Kamala Harris says this is one of the most consequential elections in her lifetime. Harris says there is a stark difference between the campaigns.
This has not been about a fight that is against something. This is about a fight that is for something.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston, he's back in Washington after his tour of the Blue Wall states, takes a look at what the candidates are up to today.
The vice president returned to Washington after wrapping up her campaign in Pennsylvania last night. Tonight, she'll hold a watch party at her alma mater, Howard University, in D.C. Trump, who gave his final stump speech in Michigan, flew back to Florida, where he plans to hold an election night event at his Mar-a-Lago estate in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, President Biden will await the results at the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If he wins the White House, former President Trump says he would warn Mexico that if it doesn't stop the flood of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S., it will face a stiff 25% tariff on all of its exports to America. The Texas Secretary of State Jay Nelson telling the Justice Department to keep its election inspectors out of Texas polling places and to steer clear of the state's election process, warning that such interference runs afoul of state law. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up 292 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 163. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
In Columbus, Ohio,
a former police officer who shot and killed Andre Hill has been found guilty in the shooting.
We, the jury, being duly impounded and sworn, do find the defendant, Adam Coy, guilty of murder as he stands charged in count one of the indictments.
That's Franklin County Court Judge Stephen McIntosh. A jury convicted former Columbus officer Adam Coy of murder. Coy testified during the trial that he thought Andre Hill was holding a gun and going to shoot him, so he fired four times. Hill was holding a cell phone and keys in his hands when he was shot in December 2020. Prosecutors say Hill was complying and posed no threat when he was killed inside a Columbus garage. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A court in the Russian capital has rejected an American citizen's appeal of his sentence on drug-related charges. Robert Woodland, a Russian-born U.S. citizen, was convicted of attempted trafficking of illegal drugs, sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison in July. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Texas Railroad Commission is asking lawmakers for an additional $100 million in emergency funds.
It's an effort to keep up with leaking and erupting wells in the state's oil fields. Commission Director Danny Sorrell says the TRC's $226 million budget request did not include enough money to protect the groundwater and the environment from increasingly common well blowouts. He said regulators need the money to staff a team of inspectors who can investigate the cause of blowouts, and noted that the cost to plug wells has increased by 36% since 2022. John Scott reported.
The Justice Department says federal agents have arrested a Tennessee man who they say was trying to destroy a Nashville electric substation. A 24-year-old accused of attempting to use a drone that he thought was loaded with explosives. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Election Day. I know that you probably already voted, but if you haven't, get off your lazy butt and go down and vote today. I know I used to hang out and, you know, wait till Election Day, but, you know, we just took it down there early so we, you know, so they could start being counted, making it easier on our election staff down there. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David's at the helm of the battleship Free Fire.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's National Donut Day. Is that what you said?
National Donut Day, and then Sue's
and
got
Sue
donuts.
And out and got us donuts.
Thank you, Sue.
Sue's in the bonus round. Sue's in the bonus round. Okay, that means that you get paid this week. Oh no, it doesn't rely on that. Sue's already got her check, so she probably used all it to buy the donuts. Anyway, weather. I don't know whether to give it or not. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a low tonight around 49. Now, the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all going to be beautiful. Saturday, maybe start having a chance of showers in the afternoon. Saturday night, also a chance of showers. Sunday night, and Veterans Day. All of the highs going to be in the mid-60s and the lows in the 40s. So that kind of gives you an idea. We're at that time of the year. And it's kind of cool, really, because when it's sunny and brisk out there, Odina the Wonder Horse gets a little kink in her back. And she goes, and well, Your Honor. So she goes, ooh, let's get our blood going. And so she does. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Been doing this for over 30 years, and they're into their third generation of the family in that business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans, state awards for hiring veterans. And I can't say enough about the Kenny family. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And now I am here today with one of my favorite times of the month. And thank goodness it's right at the beginning of the month. So, you know, everything after this is just kind of downhill.
That's right.
What can I say?
That's right.
Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services, and Julie Ray Corbin Smith, who is a Regional Director.
Good morning.
Regional
Good
means you've
morning.
Spread out.
We are spreading out.
Precinct will be National Director and then International Director. You know, when you get that big, do you think maybe I can get a job there?
I can be the second guy.
I can be the second guy working there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't tempt me. Mm-hmm. Don't tempt me.
You're hired now.
I mean, who wouldn't want to work in an office full of women?
That's right.
Well, we've talked about that. And I reached that time in life where, you know, I can roll some punches. I've been in combat. I can handle this. My sister's a lawyer. I never win an argument with
her.
Easy
peasy.
And I'm married to Linda.
That's right.
I'm ready. Good training.
Yeah.
Okay, so you always bring in something great. So,
always.
I should say this. Always great to talk about, but not so great if you're a business owner.
I know.
In the state of California, God bless them.
I know. Well, today is election day. We got to get out there and vote, vote, vote. I know Julia Ray was just telling me that she just dropped her ballot off, and she said it was packed to the brim.
Was it packed today?
City Hall is packed
to
the brim.
That's why we voted, like, last week, and we went in down here on Market Street, down at the end where the old office is. And there were people in there. I mean, we didn't have to wait in line.
Yeah.
And if you've got your ballot, and because they send them out, and I was being so officious and filling them out early, I signed Linda's envelope.
Oh, no.
And I thought, that's it. I'm going to go in there, and it's going to be embarrassing. They're going to hit me with a whip. As it turns out, the guy looks at it, and he lines through my signature and told Linda to sign over it and then sign down there, and that was it. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
It worked out.
Yeah,
worked out.
But, City Hall is stuffed to the brim, so they need to go and empty that out.
Well, my kids voted a couple weeks ago, and they were standing in line in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Standing in line at their polling place.
Wow.
So we don't have that. So if you waited, and we used to wait to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you give yourself some time to get down there. But they're going to be, the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight.
That's right. That's right.
And I think there's a law for employers, Jen, election day.
For election day, yes. There was a measure on the ballot about increasing minimum wage immediately. So it's really important that you vote, because if it passes, then we as employers have to increase minimum wage immediately and then again in January. Right now, it will start January 1st. It'll go to $16.50. But if it passes now, it'll go immediately to $16.50 or $17.
And then
$18 in January.
And that's just for average workers in certain areas.
Correct.
Fast food.
Fast food.
Now, tell me why a fast food worker deserves $20 an hour, and you got a producer in here that's making $18 or $19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And then if you're working in the medical industry, no matter what you're doing, it's $25 an hour.
Correct, and that's January 1 for sure. Uh-huh.
Okay,
yep.
And that happens. Mm-hmm. So people that are working in other jobs look at that.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, what a huge impact this is going to have on businesses here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Financially, you know, retaining employees, trying to keep people to stay, because as you said, there are other employers out there that are small, maybe not mandated or required to pay those higher minimum wages, and they're competing with that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, that's us. But
they're not going anywhere.
They all seem happy.
That's right. No, it's definitely a deal. And it's something that employers, you know, have to financially figure out as well, you know, because then all that does is increases their cost of goods, their overhead expense, everything is tied to it, and it's a big deal.
Insurance. Yeah, your insurance goes up.
401k,
everything.
All of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, when goats are selling at $300,000,
right?
I can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
The only good thing is they didn't shoot the goat for resisting arrest. That could have been a $1 million goat.
Could have been. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you know what I'm talking about, if you remember the goat that the lady said her daughter changed her mind and they took the goat, and then the sheriff's office went after the goat, seized the goat. Goat got rendered, and now the lawsuit, you knew it was coming, and they've decided just to settle for $300,000 from the county, or maybe it's the sheriff's office, but now they've turned their guns on the Shasta County Fair. Let's hope they have good insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to take an early break, and I'm here with Jennifer Cram and Julie Rake, Corbin Smith, from O2 Employment Services. We're going to come in and talk about other things that are impacting on businesses, and at some point the a la carte menu that you all have, which
Absolutely.
I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance has been around since 1993, and I've been helping people since the day they opened, family, seniors, veterans, business owners. If you've got questions about your insurance, and who doesn't, whether it's property insurance or business insurance or about health insurance, what about your retirement plans? What about your 401ks? Two separate divisions in Maxwell Insurance and Financial, one insurance division and one financial management division. For a free review and evaluation of your plans, your policies, what you've got going, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. She treats her customers as friends. You know, you hear this, but we've been doing business with Judy for well over a decade, and I can attest to that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Lozano.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Lozano.
Redding's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Lozano.
Redding's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop. Lozano says go. Why stop progress for Redding? Re-elect
go with Lozano.
And paid for by Mark Lozano for Redding City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latoff for City Council.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Dolores Lucero, Republican, speaking hard truth about our upcoming election. I am running for Shasta County Office of Education because enough is enough. Wake up, Shasta County. Special interest groups don't always know what's best for us. Don't let anyone tell you how to vote. That's your constitutional right and yours alone. I am taking a bold stand against corruption in our local government. California Government Code 1090 exists to prevent officials from profiting off of their position, yet here we are watching the same faces rotate through offices, enriching themselves while our community is suffering. We need to break the cycle. These endorsement groups and career politicians want you to fall in line, but I am calling for you to think for yourself, question everything. If elect, I pledge to ensure fair representation, protect constitutional rights equally, and be your eyes and ears and your voice in government. I will uphold the Constitution and protect the citizens' rights. Let's take back Shasta County. Vote November 5th, 2024.
Paid for by Dolores Lucero for Shasta County Office of Education.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital with a residency program that's got 22 residents in there on a three-year program, 10 more every year. They graduate, one class. Next group comes in. Of that group, I know two for sure that said they're staying in Redding.
Yay.
Which is good. Okay. We need to, bring in more doctors. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the operations. Let me see, Director of Operations. Mm-hmm. I've got it right here. For O2 Employment Services. And Julianne Corbin, Julie Ray Corbin Smith, who is a regional director. And we talked about that. Regional, soon to be, at some point national and then international.
There you go.
You increase my blood pressure every time you say that.
So how big is the region? How big is the region you're talking about?
Well, right now we are mainly Shasta County. However, we have now expanded this year into Siskiyou County and down into Tehama. So we're looking to just take over the whole North State.
Wow.
Yeah, why not?
I want the MODOC office.
Okay.
There
you're
you
in.
Go.
You're
yeah.
in.
Can I? How many cows can I sign up for? And goats.
And goats as well.
And goats as well.
Yes.
Now, there's some changes coming up or things that you want to let business owners know.
Absolutely. So there are some labor law changes that will be coming up for 2025. Aside from what's on the ballot today, there are definitely some minimum wage increases. Your healthcare workers, the minimum wage definitely goes up. There's also some new labor law poster requirements from the workers' comp standpoint, meaning there's certain requirements that are on the poster. In fact, I brought you guys a new updated poster today. I'm keeping you in tip-top shape.
There you go.
But 2025, we'll have to update it again, so we will make sure that you get one as well. But we're actually going to be hosting a webinar on November 21st at 10 a.m. You can go to our website. And that is O2ES.com, and you can sign up there maybe soon. But right now you can go on Facebook, and it's definitely posted on our webpage there.
Yesterday we posted the event through our O2 Employment Services Facebook. So the link is out there to register, and we'll be sending out emails. It'll be on our website soon. It'll be on November 21st from 10 to 12,
12-ish.
And it is free. So I wasn't an employee yet last year when they did this, but I sat in on it, and I was able to learn a lot going into the position. So it's very educational. You don't have to be one of our clients to sit in on it.
One of our employees went through your last one, and she said it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what are y'all going to be talking about?
We are going to give all the labor law updates for 2025, which most of them will impact your employee handbook. So it's one of those things we're trying to get the information out early this year. Sometimes it falls in December. Sometimes we've done it as late as January or early February. But we really wanted to bump it up so that employers were ready and armed with the information going into the new year, knowing what they needed to do. There are not as many changes, which is the good news, because I think this is the first time in a long time that there hasn't been a huge, 10-page document that we have to sift through. But there's definitely a handful of changes that you will need to make changes to your employee handbook or some of your policies and procedures that you have in place now. So it's definitely something to tune into. It's free. You don't have to be a client, like Julia Ray said, and it's free to the community, and we just want to get the information out there.
Like I said, our bookkeeper got online for the last one and found it very helpful. So she'll be on it again. I might even get on that just to see. The employee's handbook. Mm-hmm. How important is the employee's handbook?
It's the Bible.
Okay. Now, here's something that O2 offers.
Bible. Yes.
You have kind of like a menu of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can put together an employee's handbook for a business that will then your Bible to keep yourself out of trouble.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
It is
That's
true.
That's what I understood
it
from
is
before.
True. It is true. The employee handbook is the backbone of your business. That is your guide for majority of things. There are probably going to be some policies or procedures that are specific to your business. So our handbook is a little more generic in the sense that it's going to keep you covered with your, you know, leaves of absence, your retaliation, harassment, discrimination policies. Everything that needs to be in there will be in there. But if you have a vacation policy or you have a specific sick leave policy that maybe is greater than what the state of California requires you to have,
mm-hmm.
Any of those kinds, if you have benefits or if you have a 401k or a simple IRA or anything that you're offering to an employee, those would be in addition to, which we can help create that as well. That's part of the a la carte package that we do with the employee handbook and create a separate document with those specific policies, and that is one of the things that we offer.
Something you said last time, and I'm trying to remember what it was because you just mentioned it there again, on these different policies mm-hmm. that come out. And because they change, your employee's handbook has to be a living document.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You won't laugh if you see ours, right?
No, I won't.
There'll be
not.
No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment.
I just saw one from 2010. Mm-hmm. No judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You just did what?
I just saw one from 2010 that hasn't been updated.
Oh, okay.
So no judgment.
Is there a prize?
There might be.
There could be.
Okay.
Yes, no judgment.
None whatsoever.
No.
And it's very
And we're here
common.
To fix that. We're here to make sure that you're compliant, your I's are dotted, T's are crossed.
I'm pointing at him because I'm going to put you in charge of the employee's handbook. Yeah, Dave. Okay.
No, it's one of those things that I think people do, and then they put on a shelf, and they're like, okay, we're done. And, you know, it's one of those things that actually needs to be reviewed.
Yeah, ours is pretty generic.
Yeah.
But there have been so many changes that we have to make sure everybody's in there and everybody understands.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's something that you want to make sure your new hires receive at the time of hire so that they understand what your rules are, what your guidelines are, what they're entitled to, what they should be abiding by.
Come in showered, not smelling, reeking of marijuana.
Well, there's
with
that.
Clothes that aren't ripped all the way down.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are your
little
policy.
Things like that.
Little things like that. Yes. Yes.
You have to get specific into dress code.
You can. It depends on how specific you want to be. I've written some that are 2 pages long, and I've written some that are just a couple paragraphs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That says show up clean. And
correct.
I don't care if you're wearing a T-shirt or what.
Covered, yes.
Yeah, and that because you're dealing with our shows and
correct.
In the public.
You want to be a professional representation of
That's
the company.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, nothing in there about hair length or, you know. However you want to
well,
wear your
there
hair.
Are some protections around hair.
Yes,
and so I yes, there are.
So. Thanks for letting me wear my hat backwards.
It's because he has long hair.
Okay.
And he stuffs it up under his hat. I saw him the other day. I said, when we went down to the Ready Rancheria State of the Tribe,
uh-huh.
and I said, no hat. He goes, his eyes got big. And I said, I don't care how long your hair is.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it back in a very tasteful man bun.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
The thing about it is, for all of our businesses out there, I don't care how smart you are about doing your business, you may be the best architect, the best house builder, the best radio station, all of these things, but there's so many laws,
and they
keep passing them
mm-hmm.
and fixing things
mm-hmm.
that there's no way, unless you've got an you know, you're paying an HR person full time
right.
to try and stay up on this thing.
Correct.
It's darn near impossible. And that is the beauty of our business because we, that's what we do, right? Yeah. And we make sure that we keep employers as compliant as possible. We give them the resources and the tools. We're risk assessors. So we will, you know, work with clients and they'll call and they'll say, I've got this situation. We'll say, well, here's your risk meter. This is either extremely risky or this is low risk or this is medium risk. And what do you want to do? But, you know, we'll say the law states X, Y, Z, mm-hmm. you know, however, here might be a little gray area or, you know, how do we figure this out? What's the outcome we're looking for? And obviously it's trying to coach the employee and trying to get them to give their best performance and trying to get them on task and to do the job that you hired them to do. But sometimes that doesn't work out. And sometimes you might have to separate with the employee. And so we're going to mitigate that risk for you. But it's definitely difficult for employers to keep up on all of this. Hence the reason that we do these a la carte services, because sometimes they might just need a handbook or they need some write-up guidance or they might need some leave of absence assistance. Leave of absences are huge. And employers with five or more, you better make sure that you're up to date with leaves of absence and know what to do and how to designate employees and who qualifies for what. And
that's
pregnancy,
five, that's
disability.
Five full-time, right?
It's five employees, yeah. Period.
Period?
Period.
Part-time too?
Yep.
How about contractors?
No.
No.
Just
don't
employees
have to count them.
On your, yeah, just the ones that you report on, that you're paying wages to through a service or making sure you're paying them on payroll,
no,
not on a
Yeah, I'm
check.
Just asking these questions. How about yes. under the table if you just give them cash?
Yeah, no.
No. That doesn't happen, though.
No. That doesn't happen.
Never.
No.
Nobody
no.
does that.
Nobody does that.
Nobody
no.
does that. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Their idea of hair gel is, I think it's butch wax for the flat tops. That's it. But it's a great place to get your haircut. That's where I've been going for 17 years and never had a bad haircut. Locally owned, locally operated. They've been in the business since 1960, been in the same spot since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, if you know where that is, or the Subway from before Lucky's was there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 so it works on my schedule. Or you can just drop in. If they've got an opening, you get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Go with Masano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The older she gets, the slower we go. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the radio. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Isn't it nice to listen to a radio that's owned just by two people and not a corporation?
It is.
It's the last one around here.
It is.
And we so much appreciate the support O2 Employment Services has given us over the years.
Well, we appreciate you.
Well, you know, it's
thank you so much for our community.
Well, we try.
You do.
You do. Great job.
We're starting our 15th year.
Wow.
Scary.
15 years. Wow.
I know. That was never the plan.
It usually isn't.
Hey, today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67. And it's going to be clear through Friday. Saturday, we start having a chance of showers in the afternoon, and that goes through Veterans Day. Possibility of showers, and the lows always being in the 40s, mid-40s, high 40s, and during the day in the mid-60s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who's Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and Julie Ray Corbin-Smith, Regional Director, since they've now expanded. And Julie Ray, you have been recognized for your dancing ability at Dancing with the Stars.
I have. It is over, but it was an amazing event, and I always say I did not do it for the dancing. I did it for the ability to raise money for Arts Collaborative, formerly One Safe Place. So, yes.
Well, so what was, when you went out there the first time, because there's a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people. It was fall.
And when I tell people is, just remember, everybody is on your side out there. Everybody is happy that they're not dancing. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. So did that bother you at all when you went out there the first time? Because you practiced on the stage, but then going out and hearing the raucous audience.
So I was good until I heard about 50 people yelling my name. And then I was very nervous, but they actually lie to you. They say you can't see anybody in the audience because the lights are so bright. That's a lie. You can see everybody in the audience.
Yeah. You can see them standing up and
yes, and arms up, hooting, hollering. Yes.
And that's what somebody told me, and they said, you know, it was so loud this year, a lot louder than other years. So.
Rumor has it the O2 Employment Services team was the loudest.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe
imagine that. I can't believe it either.
30-plus women standing and screaming. And one guy.
And one guy. There might have been a few more guys, just my friend. Yeah. But yes. But there were a lot of female voices screaming for me. And everybody. It wasn't me.
No, everybody
did such an amazing
everybody
job.
Everybody is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when Linda Judge, one year, they had professional ballroom dancers in there. And they started, after the first dance, well, you didn't point your toe. You need, professional stuff. And Linda's looking at them. And they give a grade I think it's what? You can go up to 10?
Yeah.
5. And Linda's looking at them. And she gives... she gives 9s and 10s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she starts at 9.
Yeah.
Because.
Right.
And at the break, she goes down and tells them, this is not Dancing with the Stars on TV.
Correct.
They do not have other weeks to come back.
Right.
This is it. And you get into this pointing the toe.
Right.
That's, you're just wasting your breath.
Right.
Yeah.
And they kind of
loosened up a little bit.
They loosened up a little bit after that. So
yeah, we didn't have any of that. I did have a technical recommendation that my arms were a little floppy. I didn't really know what to do with my arms when I was dancing, but that's okay. Like, I tried to make it better for the next one.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
You know, everybody was amazing. All of the stars, all the professionals, everything, everybody behind the scenes. It was definitely, you know, a production to remember. And I really think that this class of dancers set the bar pretty high for the next ones to come.
We say that every year.
And, I firmly believe it.
Now, here's the best thing is they're going to ask you to do it again. In some thing, the alumni of Dancing with the Stars, would you like to come out and do a group dance? You know what? I said yes one year. Yeah. I looked like a dancing bear. I swear. It was like, Linda said, don't do that again. Yeah. I thought I was knocking them dead.
I love it.
Okay. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for doing that for our community.
Yes.
I mean, all that money goes to a real good cause.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
There's going to be new laws. There's, we talked about how your employee's handbook is the Bible of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you know, how could any individual business know everything in there? Well, this is where you go to O2.
Yes.
And you all will build an employee's handbook for them.
Correct.
It's a la carte.
Yep.
You say, I need help. Mm-hmm. Give them your old one, which is, I think, we pulled out of the Wikipedia or something. and then, you know, with things that were relevant. But these change every year.
Absolutely.
So you have to, you should be changing your employee's handbook every year.
You should be reviewing it every year.
Reviewing it.
That is as the recommendation, and updating the things that need to be changed, for sure.
Okay.
And not just printing it off and shoving it into the handbook.
And you should have your employees sign off on it. You should have your employees review it each year.
We do that.
Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
Uh-huh. Each year?
Each year. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or twice a year, depending on how often the handbook updates.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you have policy changes.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll get on that.
So I bring my handbook down and win the award for the oldest handbook in existence.
Okay.
Do you come back to me, even though you've done my handbook, do you come back to me like in 6 months and say, hey, Carl, there's been changes? And that kind of thing? Or do I just have to stay on top of that? Or can I come back to you?
So from an a la carte perspective, it would be your responsibility to come back to us and ask for another handbook. Because now, if you signed up for our Premier service, our PEO service, that includes, or our HR consulting service, that includes the handbook. So then it's our responsibility to provide you that handbook. So there's options, but if you do it a la carte, it is your responsibility to come back to us.
Well, no, so you just make sure that you sign up for the...
Yeah.
What?
PEO, which is Professional Employers Organization, or HR Consulting, or we have an HRO, which is Human Resource Outsourcing.
Okay.
So we got options.
You
we
cover everything
have,
there. You don't have to
do.
Sign up for the whole enchilada. You can
no.
just have a little, you can have some olives or or something like that.
Yes, you can build your own board.
Right. And we have people who start out HR consulting and then they're like, oh, we don't want to do payroll anymore, so let's upgrade to our premier service. So, you know, sometimes start a la carte and then move up and move up. And then once you, you know, hook, line, and sinker, once you see our service, you will want it all taken care of. So that way you're in business for yourself, not by yourself.
Let me talk about OTIF. When did it start?
23 years ago by Heidi Pond, formerly Heidi Corrigan, and Cheryl Maddox and Chris Corrigan. They started it in a one little room, one phone, one computer. And
they saw that people were going to need help.
And then they
built this business now with well over 30 employees spread out Siskiyou County and Tehama County.
And actually with our PEO services, we're in Nevada and Oregon as well, and we're sprinkled across the United States. We have employees that are working remotely. So we do service definitely Oregon and Nevada, but primarily we focus on California because the labor laws are so tough, and we've really become an expert in California. But we definitely assist in Nevada. We have clients in Nevada and Oregon as well. So we can go across the state lines.
So you can cross state lines without being arrested or anything.
Correct.
And you can, so you can help people out
from
there.
From an HR payroll standpoint.
From an HR payroll standpoint.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Is the, so this has obviously been a big success over the last 23
years.
I don't think people realize how long y'all have been around.
No, locally owned. And that was one of the reasons I came to O2 was that it was a locally owned business, and we are the headquarters. We are the corporate office right here in Redding, California, right on Mistletoe. And I had come from a corporate environment, and I just realized I wasn't a corporate girl, and I love the homegrown feel. And I love that I can go up to Heidi and say, we need to change XYZ. This is not working for our employers, our clients, or, you know, the employees. And she's like, done deal. Let's make it happen. And we can change things.
That's the thing about owning your own business. Yeah. You're so flexible.
Yeah.
And, you know, like things that would take corporate a long time to figure out, or here's where you're going to stay in these lines. We don't worry too much about that.
No, and she empowers her employees to make the recommendations, make the changes.
Yep.
You know, come to her. She understands that we are, you know, she's in it, but we're in the thick of it.
Right.
Like, we're out there and we're talking to people. And
so
she empowers her employees to make sure that, you know, we are owning it just like it's our own business.
Exactly. So. Well, and that was the staffing side. So, you know, they created that. That's been 12, 13 years ago that O2 staffing was created. And we have that whole recruiting division. We have recruiters. We have a full team to help employers find employees for their business. I think we have almost 90 jobs open. So if you're an employee looking for work, we have work. There is lots of work out there. And, you know, employers call us all the time saying, I might have a specialty position. We have somebody up in Wairika looking for a professional technician that, I mean, is a good salary, you know, and we have all kinds of positions open. So we have two sides of the business.
Okay. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and Julie Ray Corbin-Smith, who is the Regional Director. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay. What is this land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the two-year Redding City Council seat. Redding isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Redding. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Redding that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Redding we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Redding, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council,
2024.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audet is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audet will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audet. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109035.
Oh, I love my guest. We're all dancing to this song. When they talk about Statue of Liberty shaking her fist, everybody's in there shaking their fist. I love this. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Reading Police Department's going to join us.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah, a couple other surprises. It's always a surprise when people show up here. I had people showing up this morning that were supposed to be here yesterday.
Oh.
But luckily they came at the right time. And another guy was supposed to be here at 7:30 having family problems. And yet he was going to tell us how to handle stress from the election. And I'm like, yeah, don't call me back. But I am here with Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and Julie Ray Corbin-Smith, who is the regional director. I found out, because I've never asked it before, and I should have, how long has O2 been around? It's 23 years, started by three ladies in somebody's kitchen or a small office.
Small office.
One computer and one phone.
That's right.
And is now stretched out. They do business in Oregon, Nevada, California. California being the heaviest because of all of our wonderful and wonderfully changing labor laws and all these other things that
that's
go along.
Right.
So,
yes.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are doing something good. Let me say something, too. When I go to events and I'm emceeing events like the Crab Feet put on by Wednesday Flesh, you guys are crazy at that table.
We are.
And buying things like Miss Crab. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Julie Ray's going to be
Queen of Crustacean.
Yeah.
The Queen of Crustacean.
Second year in a row.
So, you know, how's it feel to know you're going to be the head crab?
I mean, I was a head crab this year. The weekend, I was also a horse for the Shining Caravette. Yeah. I mean,
were you racing?
Yeah, I was. I won.
And she won.
You won?
I did.
What we're talking about is they put these inflatable or horse costumes on you and you race.
It was so fun.
Do we have photos?
It was
Send me a photo.
We have photos.
Okay. Now, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because you're having the Reading Holiday Drive. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Give Reading Holiday Drive, it is our 12th annual holiday drive. Heidi started this, obviously, 12 years ago. You know, we just want to make sure that everybody in our community is able to have an amazing holiday. So we collect donations from now until November 15th, toys, non-perishable food items, turkeys, hams, and everything will go back to Arch Collaborative, formerly One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center, Raising Shasta, formerly known as Pathways to Hope for Children, and the Good News Rescue Mission. I actually told them yesterday, thank you for not changing your name this year.
Right?
If they change their name, I'm lost.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
It takes me a year to learn their names anyway.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
We have so many guests cycling through here. I just said today, this guy, I said, well, it's nice of you to be here, you know, to join Roger. And he goes, this is my third year. And I went, okay. And I was going to say something like, did you cut your hair?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So this is, being the 12th annual, we always want to make it bigger and better. So this year, we're actually going to move it over to our second location. For those of people who do not know, we actually have two offices, one on 915 Mistletoe Lane, and then one right around the corner on the other side of AMPM at 2070 Churn Creek. So we're going to move it over there so we are not causing traffic jams like we did last year.
Yes. Okay.
And there will actually be an ability to drive through, jump out of your car, get some coffee from Theory Coffee Roasters. They'll be there this year. It's going to be an amazing event.
Okay, now, that day is going to be
November 15th.
Next Friday. And the but you can drop stuff off early if November 15th you're not around.
Yes, so you can drop stuff off now through November 15th at our 915 Mistletoe Lane. You can also drop things off if you bank at Golden Valley Bank. You can drop things off there. You can drop things off at Shasta Regional. You can drop things off at Chronic Disaster and Restoration and Construction. So we have multiple locations where you can drop things off if you're not able to join us on the 15th.
If you've got the frozen turkeys or hams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to drop that off that day because you don't have any way of storing it. So that just makes sense.
Yeah. So this year, the Good News Rescue Mission is making arrangements for us to have their refrigerated van there so they can go right into the van and make sure that everything stays frozen for the day of.
Super.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah, starts at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. to 11.
This is what I tell people when you go through your pantries, when you find the stuff that's reached its end date. Don't donate that.
Yeah,
Just drop that off. And because you can go to so many stores and buy cans of vegetables. Mm-hmm. But things like, you know, the powdered stuff too, like soups or regular soups.
Yeah,
cereal.
Yeah.
Stuff that goes out, you know, it's not just for Thanksgiving dinner. It's for people that are having food problems.
Yeah, so, and it's not just food. So this, while this is a holiday drive, this, you have to think about it from a 365 calendar year because there are things that all three of these organizations need all year long. Yesterday I was at the mission and they're like, we could use socks, undergarments, toiletries. Mm-hmm. So really, while if it isn't like a present, Christmas present or a holiday meal that you want to donate, but maybe you are going through the dollar store and you find some socks and you want to just bring those, we will take take anything and everything, whether it's for the holidays or whether it's for the rest
It'll
of the year.
It'll be used.
It will be used.
No, I mean, don't bring in your used socks.
Correct.
No.
Don't bring your holy used socks.
It will be, it will be utilized by people.
It will be utilized. I know Raising Shasta gave me a request of wrapping paper so they get all the presents, but the parents don't have enough wrapping paper to wrap those presents. So there's a lot of things. And if you're not a business and you're an individual who just wants to donate, go to the store, buy some stuffing, buy some canned goods, bring them in. We will take anything and everything. You don't necessarily have to be a business to be able to donate.
No. And it can be one or two things. You don't have to bring in a whole carload. I mean, we've been very fortunate with.
We do.
It's
so much
all
stuff.
Part of the cost.
You know, like stovetop dressing, which I just happen to love. Everybody else is making their dressing. I'm like, where's my stovetop? You know, that canned gravy. You know, that it's stuff that people can use not just on Thanksgiving, but throughout the, you know, throughout the year.
And the mission said yesterday that they give about 500 turkeys away for Thanksgiving, and then they do it again for Christmas. So they do almost 1,000 turkies the whole year. So it's
Wind
it's
River
big.
Has a turkey event that people just line up almost to, you know, 273 down there, or that 273. And Jack Potter was walking around with a shopping cart full of turkeys, just handing them, you know, to people. We're such a giving community. I'm so proud of Redding, and for so many reasons. We got like 30 seconds left. Final words here.
November 15th, 7 to 11, 2070 Churn Creek Boulevard, or Churn Creek, and Give Redding Holiday Drive. Don't miss it.
Leave one of those with me so I can talk about it during the week.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Being, you know, there's so many things going on in the state that it's so hard to keep track of. Y'all have the agency that can keep track of it for everybody, and I'm going to bring you a new record-setting employees handbook.
I can't wait. We'll make you a trophy.
We will.
Oh, and last thing is you're going to have a webinar.
Webinar November 21st, 10 a.m. Right now, it's on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page and sign up for free.
Yes,
it's a 2-hour webinar
on
2025 labor law updates.
Okay, it's free, everybody. So take advantage of the experts. Everybody, have a great day.